Okay.
Hmm.
Kim and I have had the opportunity to share quite a bit last week and tonight about the art of desire meditation. And I've learned that Kim has a very profound relationship with the four prescriptions, and she's really able to journey deep into the meditation and receive the guidance and messages from Spirit. So she will be guiding us through the meditation a little later. And I would like you to, I don't need to introduce Kim to you two girls, excuse me. I'm laughing at myself because.
Although there might be some women who might be listening later who aren't familiar with
Thank
us.
you. Thank you, Kim, yeah. So Kim White is an initiated keeper of the Women's Healing Water Ceremony and other ceremonies and meditations that come to us through the sacred path of the feminine under the guidance of Reverend Misa Hopkins of the New Dream Foundation. And Reverend Misa is on the call with us tonight as well. And Kim, I'd like you to share a bit about your relationship with the four prescriptions and in general, and then specifically what you have experienced through the art of desire.
Well, let me the first my first experience with the prescriptions was just something very intuitive when I first heard that there was something called journeys and prescriptions, and that was the piece that sort of pulled me into this whole path of the sacred feminine. And I find them to be profoundly subtle and simple. And through that subtlety, through the simplicity, things can't get too complicated. So I actually have amazing tools that help me discover more of myself. And as this path is, as we know, this path is really about shedding our limited self so that we might discover the limitless self. And I find that these prescriptions really, really help me to do that. And I'd like to just briefly talk about the prescriptions that have led up to desire. There are four prescriptions in total, and the first one that we talk about is surrender. And in surrender, what we do is we're really letting go of all what we perceive as good or bad, right or wrong. We really let go of all of those things, and from there, what happens is you usually find yourself trusting in the divine, and you move beyond basically your very limited perceptions of what you believe must be. And from surrender, we move into a place of acceptance, which is very feminine in its nature. And acceptance in its basically, acceptance is resting in the truth of what we're experiencing here at this moment, the truth of who we are. And through acceptance, we also become very present with what we're experiencing and what we're thinking and feeling. And with that presence, and we often discover a sense of compassion. And then something miraculous happens from that place. You discover a sense of peacefulness, and you discover a sense of, acceptance, basically. It is as it calls itself. It is acceptance, and it's very peaceful. There's really no reason or desire to fight. And as I said, it's very feminine in its nature. And through that experience of that femininity, what I have discovered is that there's rarely even a chance for a breath to happen between acceptance and the next prescription, which is desire, which we will be working with and feeling and spending time with tonight. And desire is very masculine in its nature. It's once we have come to this place of surrender and acceptance, what happens is desire, which is truly the divine spark, it is, as I have heard Mises speak about it, that white light in the darkness of the womb. And the desire is your it's your spark of light. It is the it is your I'm sorry, I'm losing my words. Desire is spirit's intention. It is the impulse from Creator. It's more, as we have talked about, Amari and I, it's less about what I want and more like, this is who I am. This is my purpose. This is who I am. And with that awareness, you don't have a lot of room to do anything other than live as you are with that desire. And then there is a fourth prescription, which we will talk about again in a couple of weeks. But tonight we will be really feeling the energy of desire. And Amari, what would you share with us? How have you used the prescriptions, and what have your experiences been like?
Well, I've had many opportunities recently to use the prescriptions to come to a place of peace and acceptance within my own being. I've been challenged in many ways in recent months, and I sometimes have found that I spin out of control. I have so many things that need to be addressed that are challenging and difficult for me, and even sitting down in a quiet place, too many thoughts are running through my mind at once, and trying to understand what my highest response can be. And these are challenging and gifting times that we're all experiencing. And it's all purposeful, it's all meaningful, these challenges, to assist us in arriving at the greater aspect of the divine that lives within us. And this is the purpose of the four prescriptions and the path of the sacred feminine, to allow us these opportunities to discover, first of all, that we are capable of evolving into our limitless self. And then beyond our ability and capability to do so, to have these tools to allow us to witness ourselves doing that. So through the meditation and the practices, we can allow ourselves to enter into the silence, acknowledge the sacred womb that dwells within us, men and women alike, and through that acknowledgement, invite, or actually just allow, it's actually an allowing. It's an acknowledgement first, and then an allowing through acknowledging that we are instruments of the divine dwells within us, and allowing that impulse and guidance to come forth from the depth of our being. And this has helped me many ways through these recent challenging months of my personal life, as well as many, many good and wise friends and the women of my circle and the women of this path who have supported me in my challenges when I've reached out for a helping hand. So it's this depth from where the guidance, the sacred feminine, the divine essence of healing itself, of creativity itself. This is the fount from which desire springs, true desire springs forth. And that's our focus tonight, is our relationship to this true spirit that dwells deep within us, which is the spark that guides us, that illuminates our passage even into physical reality, the incarnation as human beings, as women. And so the desire itself, our true desires are not necessarily something that we're constantly aware of. Their discovering them might actually be a journey for us, a journey of a committed process or a seeking You know, the seeking itself stems from a desire, but what is it that we are desiring? And to reach that, generally, we may find that there are clues along the way. There will be feelings of emptiness or apathy or even a longing or a calling, something like perhaps a lost love that dwells within us somehow, and we just seek to know it and to understand it and to literally, in a sense, birth it and then witness its physical manifestation. So this is part of the process, the gifting of the four prescriptions, that through our experience and practice and receiving of their gifts, we allow ourselves to unfold and to discover our limitless possibilities that dwell within us. And Kim is going to guide us through this process tonight. And before we begin, the lines are still open. So anyone have any questions or comments before we go into the silence together? And excuse me, was there someone else who came in to the phone lines once, other than Sandy and Misa?
Okay.
Kim,
mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah, so I would like to invite everyone to breathe deeply. Breathe deeply into yourself, and I would welcome you here. I welcome you and welcome the desire that you have to be here to do this sacred work. So breathe gently and deeply into yourself. Breathe in spirit. Breathe in the air. Joy. Bring in those things that fill you with peace. And then as you exhale, allow those things that clutter your mind to depart. Allow yourself to focus deep within yourself. As you breathe in, allow your awareness to move into the depths of your womb. Allow all of your attention to connect to the physical womb within you, or the energetic womb that exists within you. Feel and know and sense the darkness of our womb. Feel the vastness . Allow yourself the awareness of its ability to hold all possibilities in love and compassion. And let yourself sit here and feel this for just a moment. The depth. The sacred nature. And allow yourself the awareness that your womb is a reflection of the primordial womb. And now I would invite you to allow your awareness Allow your awareness to bring forth something that you perhaps feel limited about. Perhaps it's a desire that you're feeling limited about, perhaps stuck. That sense of feeling uncomfortable. Allow yourself to be aware of this state. This is your current state. Through allowing yourself the awareness and the surrender, as you allow yourself to feel this, perhaps you might become aware of a desire to change it or fix it. But simply be with the feeling. Allow yourself to be present with it. Allow yourself to feel it and accept it. Perhaps a sense of compassion will fill you. A sense of compassion for you, much like you might feel for a friend or a loved one who is feeling out of sorts. In this state, we do nothing except be with it. As you are with it, you might begin to have an awareness. An awareness of this discomfort or this limitation that you sensed. You might have an awareness that it is beginning to shift and to change into a new state through you holding it and being present with it in a state of compassion. And as it begins to transform, as it begins to unfold, it may surprise you as you begin to see its true nature. And as it begins to unfold more into its true nature, the nature of what it is in its core, I invite you to expand your field. I invite you to open yourself to experience not just your feminine self, but your sacred masculine self as well. Through this transformed state, you may begin to experience a desire be with that part of yourself that is more whole. More vast. I invite you to allow a bonding to experience. Remember that this is an unfolding. It might surprise you what is happening. It is beyond what you think or what you might purposely imagine. It is a divine dance. You may feel that this bond moves through your entire body. Up and down your spine. You may feel the energy centers within spinning. You might see the light of the sacred masculine sparking forth from the darkness of the womb of the divine feminine. Simply hold the intention of allowing this merger to unfold, to happen within you. And as that merger becomes complete, you might sense something more complete within you that you did not notice before. The limited belief or thought that you brought in at the beginning welcome its life force. Its life force as it showed you, as it showed itself as its new presence, what it was underneath when you held it in compassion and presence and it began to show you its true nature. Allow that life force. Allow it to be present within you. It does not need to have a defining name, a specific title. Just allow it to have its limitlessness. Hold it in love and compassion, much like you would the welcome news of a new pregnancy or a much anticipated opportunity. Hold it in love and compassion, allowing it to transform into its next level of becoming. Perhaps a new image may emerge. Perhaps not. But allow it to stay with you and remain with you. into its new state, its whole state, its limitlessness. Honor this process. Hold it with joy and excitement. And return to your breath. Return to the breath that brings you life. And with each breath, bring in your new awareness. That state of wholeness. Breathe it deeply into your lungs. And let yourself feel the awareness of it fill your entire body. With each breath that comes in, and then exhale, allow the breath to move in deeper beyond your lungs. As you inhale, allow the air to move deep into your belly, and into your womb. And into your pelvic girdle. And as you're breathing, allow yourself to have the awareness of the blood, your body's water, moving through. Your veins a little deeper with each breath. Feel your energy come closer into your body, deeper into your body. And with it, hold your awareness of the sacred work that you just did. Allow yourself to move deep into your legs, into your knees. All the way down into your toes. Breathe in your new awareness and the life force that you are. Allow yourself to feel your feet as they connect to the earth. Feel your physicalness. Feel the physicalness as it is sparked into life by your awareness, by your breath, through the blood that rushes through your veins. And allow that energy to move back up into your body. Up into your legs. Allow that divine spark to move in into your hips and through your womb, up your chakras, into your heart, through your shoulders and your arms. All the way back up into your throat and into your brain, your eyes, your ears. Bring that awareness all the way into you. Allow the joy of physical existence to be yours with the awareness of the sacred work that you did. And as you are ready, please wiggle your toes and your fingers. Open your eyes if they were closed. Become aware of the surroundings of the room that you are in. Notice the texture of the light, the smell of the air. Allow yourself to be present in this physical reality.
Oh, thank you, Kim. Thank you, those of you who are with us tonight. And take your time. Continue conscious breathing, acknowledging where you've just been, what you've discovered along the way, and its presence with you, even in this awakened state. Of more deep breaths and just continue the process of integration and gratitude and awakening to this new reality that we have shared. And when you are ready, if there's anything you would like to share with our circle tonight, comments or questions, we welcome you to do so. The lines are open, so you can just speak up and we will receive you.
Are you still with us?
Well, this is Nisa. I'd just like to thank you for a beautiful, beautiful meditation. It was very healing for me. Went in nice and deep. So, there's some great insights for what to do next around some healing work that I'm doing. So, thank you for that gift.
Thank you, Nisa.
Thank you very much. It was very, very beautiful, glorious, I would say, very deep. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Of course. I would like to thank you all for being very present and participating tonight. I know there are several things that we're offering and doing, and it can be... sometimes I think people can be meditation and ceremonied out, and so I really appreciate that you were with us and participating tonight.
Kim, I'd like to thank you as well. I actually got a piece of, well, I guess I would experience, I experienced it as the divine masculine, a support came in to my body, my awareness presence that felt very stabilizing And so thank you for your commitment to this work and the insight and energy, the space that you carry with you and share with us through your devotion. I appreciate you, and I too received a great gift tonight.
Thank you, Amari.
And I was also aware of the presence of, you know, when we do gather in circle, just in and of itself, that support is so profound in my life. So I thank you all of those who have joined us here and now and perhaps later on listening to the recording.
Thank you very much, Amari.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. So I think if there's nothing more, we would be ready to close our circle. Anything from anyone else before we do so? If this meditation is new to you, it's always good to revisit it sometime in literally the next 24 hours, but certainly throughout the coming weeks. The fourth prescription, commitment, Kim and I will be discussing and sharing on, let's see, where's our date? Monday, July 11th. So it seems like a ways away, but it will be an exciting conclusion to our exploration of the four prescriptions. And we hope that you will join us at that time. And we're just a loving reminder that New Dream Foundation accepts your loving donations of time, energy, love, and money. And you have an opportunity to share those things through the website at newdreamfoundation.com.
Thank you.
So if that's it, I would wish everyone a good evening and a beautiful week in the month of June, and hope to connect with you again soon.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I guess this is good night to everybody. Unless we all
Thank
just want to stay
so
and talk for a while longer. I enjoy everyone's company so much.
I will. Let me just turn the recording off and we can explore
okay.
that possibility. Thank you again, ladies. Good night, dear ones.
Good night, Misa. We'll be speaking.